The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 7:40 on this Thursday morning. On Monday, the historic St. Joseph Church, which is one of the Holy Trinity Catholic Parish worship sites, will observe its 100th anniversary. That's a big deal. They're planning a big celebration. And joining us to talk more about that, the volunteer event leader, Mickey Stryker. Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning, Paul.
And Deacon Dennis Crimmins is here as well. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be with you.
This is a monumental occasion. What are you doing to observe the 100th anniversary, Mickey?
Well, on Monday night, there will be a celebratory mass at 6 p.m., celebrated by Bishop Robert Fisher of the Archdiocese of Detroit.
And let's talk a little bit about the significance of this church. 100 years it's been in our area.
When I think about the 100th anniversary, I think about the people, because the church is a building, but the church really is the people of God coming together. And when we celebrate 100 years, I look back and think of all the people that have been, have entered through the doors of St. Joseph Church and have built their lives around, the foundation of faith and hope and love.
I'm going to ask you just to share a mic with Mickey here, because for some reason we're not picking you up there. So if I can just have you step over there and share this. I'm sorry. I didn't want to miss any of that.
Well, I was just saying, Paul, that when I think about the 100th anniversary, what comes to mind for me is all the people that have worshipped at that site, that beautiful church, lovingly maintained there, corner of 7th and Chestnut. And all of the people from that neighborhood who have, walked down the street and climbed those steps and have worshipped, built their lives around the foundation of faith and hope and love. And not only looking back, but we're celebrating our future. We are a lively, vibrant community. Our Mass at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is filled with song and great preaching and really a loving community. So we're looking back, but we're also looking forward. We're a vibrant community involved in the Old Town churches with the other churches in that community, ministering and evangelizing and bringing people to Jesus. So it's a celebration of all of that too, I think, Paul.
That is such a special area in Port Huron, that Old Town area, and that, it's been called the Church District because there are so many beautiful old churches there, all of, a similar age, and it's nice to know that they all sort of work together.
It is. It is inspiring. Today we're celebrating one of our Lenten luncheons at St. John's United Church of Christ. Have been doing that together, and each Thursday one of the churches in the area provides a message and a meal, and we all gather as people of faith. And we have, we have worked together in that neighborhood through the National Night Out. We have found commonalities of ministering in the neighborhood and reaching out to the people there.
Yeah. Mickey, tell us a little bit more about what's planned for Monday.
Well, after the Mass, there will be a small reception. All are welcome. Just a great Mass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What, Dennis shared a little bit about what he thinks makes this St. Joseph such a special church. What about to you? What does it mean to you to celebrate 100 years?
Well, it's a historic moment, the fact that it has survived 100 years. And the parish is really a lot older than that. But this is just a celebration of the dedication of the building that was finished in 1923.
That's a very special thing to mark 100 years, isn't it?
Yeah, anything that lasts 100 years has to have a strong foundation. And I think we do have that foundation at St. Joe's and at Holy Trinity Parish. It's this foundation that we celebrate and that we work on. We work to keep things going, because this is about handing the church over to the next generation and having it last another 100 years. You know, we are caretakers at this moment, and we are proud of the work that we've done so far, but we have a lot more to do.
I wonder, Dennis, if we could just step back for a second and talk about Holy Trinity and how St. Joseph fits into that. Because for people who aren't of the Catholic faith or involved in any of these churches, they hear these terms interchangeable. What is Holy Trinity? What is St. Joseph?
Well, we formed the parish, Holy Trinity Parish, about 12 years ago. And at that time, it was recognized that with the dwindling number of priests and ministers that we have in the culture right now, that we need to come together and become more united. And so we formed Holy Trinity Parish. It was the joining of St. Stephen's and St. Joe's and Guadalupe Mission when it was still operating. And coming together and joining communities together has been a great journey for us. Each church, and I'm sure that you're aware of this too, has its own personality and has its own strengths and charisms. And bringing those three faith communities together has really enriched us and I think made us stronger. Guadalupe Mission was closed, and we now, Holy Trinity Parish people often ask us, well, where's that? Mm-hmm. Well, it's St. Stephen's and St. Joe's. We have to keep reminding them. St. Stephen's and St. Joe's have been around in this community for well over 100 years is what Mickey was telling us. And so we are, you know, we are part of this community, proudly part of this community, ministering here, and we will continue to minister here.
Monday, 6 p.m. at the corner of 7th and Chestnut, St. Joseph celebrating 100 years. Congratulations on that milestone. And I like what you said, Dennis, about looking forward. It's not just about looking at the last 100 years, but looking forward to the next generation and the next 100 years, right?
Absolutely, Paul. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you both for coming in. Really appreciate it. It is 7:47 now here on WPHN.